Badinerie from Bach's Suite in B minor, played by Peter Lukas Graf and the English Chamber Orchestra. Peter Lukas Graf, born in Zurich in 1929, explains his initial interest in the flute in the following way.
It was by no means a metaphysical calling or anything of that kind. One day, when I was a boy, my father took me to a tea concert. There I saw an elegantly dressed man with a shining instrument on which he produced beautiful melodies. It was a flute. I was so impressed that I absolutely wanted to have one for myself. Eventually, my father did buy one for me, and, well, that was the beginning.
The beginning of a very successful career as a flautist. After studies at the French National Conservatory in Paris, Peter Lukas Graf set out on concert tours, first throughout Switzerland, then to most of Europe's major cities, and finally also to Israel and Latin America. Peter Lukas Graf and his Swiss colleague Jörg Ewald Dähler, harpsichord, and German bassoonist Manfred Sachs, playing Adagio and Alla Breve from Handel's Sonata for Flute and Continuo in B minor. With the exception of the Romantics, who wrote practically no works for flute, composers from nearly all musical periods have created pieces for unaccompanied flute. From this truly immense repertoire, Peter Lukas Graf will now play two pieces from the early 20th century, Syrinx by Debussy and Danse de la Chèvre, The Dance of the Goat, by Honecker.
after this short piece by Debussy, which makes full use of the flute's melodic possibilities of expression, I would like to play another solo piece for flute, this time composed by a Swiss, Arthur Honegger. His Dance of the Goat shows the light agility and virtuosity of the instrument.
That was Danse de la Chèvre by Arthur Honegger, which was preceded by Claude Debussy's Syrinx, both played by Peter Lukas Graf. Turning now to chamber music, Graf has chosen for his next performance the Scherzo from Prokofiev's Sonata for Flute and Piano, Opus 94.
Thank you.
Peter Lukas Graf and Urs Fögelin in the Scherzo from Prokofiev's Sonata for Flute and Piano, Opus 94. At the Paris Conservatory, Graf also studied conducting, which had fascinated him from early youth.
In fact, already at high school in Zurich, I conducted a school orchestra. And if it hadn't been for the relatively early success in my career as a flautist, I would probably have concentrated more on conducting. Today, I consider this double function as one of the most important assets in my life as a musician. You see, despite the fact that in our time and age we must be specialists, I like variety. Conducting a Puccini opera or a Sibelius symphony one night and playing a flute recital with works from Bach to Berio the next, will, I hope, prevent me from becoming a narrow-minded specialist.
We'll hear Peter Lukas Graf now in this double function, conducting the Lausanne Chamber Orchestra and playing the solo part in Mozart's Andante in C major for flute and orchestra, Köchel 315.